Praise God. What a privilege and honor. You may be seated. I do certainly want to acknowledge my wife, Elena. I want to acknowledge her and my family that's here. I thank God for Apostle Thompson. It'll be some other things I can say during the message. But if somebody can give you a recipe, and they might leave something out based on what they think you know. But if somebody show you, there is no way you can miss it if you follow the instructions. And I was thinking today, just it's certain things that Apostle has opened his life up, Apostle and Mom Thompson, they've opened their lives up to us to show us exactly, this is how you get it done. And I was just reflecting on some things. I'm sure when Apostle met me, he said, that boy got so much potential, but he don't know what he has. And then I believe Apostle looked forward to unveiling some stuff and exposing some stuff and helping me to see. But now, I want you to catch this. He saw what I could be, but I couldn't be it until I saw it. Yeah. Did you catch that? So your teacher can know some things, but it won't work until the pupil or the student catch up with the teacher. Hallelujah. Over time, I think Apostle has been smiling a little bit. He said that boy was slow as I don't know what at the beginning, but he's catching on. He's stumbling a little bit. He catching on, and I think sometime there he sit back and smile and say, that boy, Dan, he ain't playing now. It is amazing. But I want to share some things Apostle has been ministering and. And Montreal, who has ministered. Will you go to Genesis, please? First book in the Bible. And I've been dealing with some things over the last few months in this area. And I just want to deal with this. Because let me just walk through this. All right, are you in Genesis by now? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What did God do? He created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, right? And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. All right. So in verse 2, the earth was dark, void. It was nothingness, right? Look at verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And what happened after that? Uh-huh. And there was light. God said, let it be light. And it was what? Now, before he said, let there be light, what was he dealing with? In verse number 2. It, the earth was without form. It was void. It was darkness. It was nothingness. But he didn't allow what he saw to stop him because he knew who he was. He knew I am God. And whatever I don't like, I can change it just like that. I got. Hallelujah. Yeah. He created. Y'all, can creation. Do you know what it means? I may knock this down. Can somebody, my son, can you? Ain't no time. I get crazy up in here. Do you create it? When you create something, that means it is not there, but it's gonna be there. Let me take my time. You may think I'm crazy, but I got a few manifestations. So now Now, it is, so God, so he's a creator. So if it whatever he sees out there, if it doesn't look like what he see within, he changes it with his word. He has the ability, would you agree that God has the ability to change some things? And then he turned around and the Bible says, calling those things that be not as though they were. So he's given us the same ability. Let me slow down here. He can create. God can create, right? Come on, everybody believe that. The problem is we don't know we can. God said, let there be light. It was darkness, voidness, nothing. And he said, let it be light. And the Bible says, and it was light. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. And there was what? It's exactly the way he said it. Exactly the way he saw it within, he made it appear. Oh, he began to paint a canvas of what he saw. See, an artist has an image on the inside before they can begin to, oh, Lord Jesus. All right, let's go further. And you see verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good, right? And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, etc., etc. Let's go further. And verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And it goes on and on. Now, verse number 9, he's still creating. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Yeah. So everything he commanded, everything he spoke, it came to pass. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters called he sees, and God saw that it was good. Now I want you to pay attention. Everything he said, it came, and then after he did it, he said, and that is good. Yeah. In other words, the way that I wanted it to be is exactly the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm gonna get it. I'm the thing, man, we're so powerful, and God made us a certain way. And the worst thing you can do is what God said it was good, that you make it look like it's bad. We all have disappointed God. Because we don't really know who we are. And that's something when Apostle met me, he said, if that boy ever find out who he is, he gonna be gone. Hallelujah. You know, okay, Lord, let me, I got it. So now he's, verse number 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And God brought forth, and the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yield, everything is yielding. Oh my God. Everything is producing. Everything is doing what God, oh Lord, give me a moment. Everything is doing what God designed for it to do. I'm gonna just stay right here. Everything is doing exactly what God wanted to do, because he put something in it so it could do exactly what he wanted to do. An apple tree doesn't have to try to figure out how to produce apples. Wow. It's in the seed. It cannot produce an apricot. It can't produce a mango. It cannot produce jackfruit. It only can produce what's in the seed. God put something in everything so it would do exactly what he wanted it to do. I mean, when God sits back, when he said it's good, he sits back and look at his creation and said, I made it perfect. I made it so it can produce. I made it so it can do everything I envision. Yes. When God look at us, does he still say, it is good? We, a lot of times we sit around and we're allowing life to handle us when we're supposed to be calling the shots. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me. So God creates. He's still creating. You see verse 15, verse 16, verse 17. He create. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth Lord God, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Yes. Lord, is anybody up in here? Yes. Did you let the waters bring forth what? Abundantly. The moving creature that have life. And the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly. After their, why do they keep saying abundantly, abundantly, abundantly? Nothing is scarce. The apple tree don't have two apples. Years ago, a few years ago, we were in Ghana, and man, they showed me a mango tree, and it had so many mangoes. They had to grab, they had branches and other things to hold the limbs up. They were so heavy with fruit. The tree said, I'm supposed to produce mangoes. You're going to have to manage the production. Y'all ain't getting it. In other words, if you need to prop me up because I'm so heavy, all I know I'm supposed to produce. Okay, Lord, I'll say it. You pastors, if you want your church to take off, you have to take off first. And I, as people see you, Lord, I'm gonna get in trouble. Can I just, you know, because of slavery and other things, a lot of African Americans, they are hard. They just, I don't know what it is, maybe because of slavery or otherwise, and they just hard. And in some instances, you can't tell them nothing. You have to show them. You have to show them that it's possible. And once you show them that it's possible, see, my God, somebody got to knock the trees down to make a way in the desert. So if you want your church to take off, you got to take off. Then the people can see it's possible. And then all kind of stuff will start popping up. My God. Hallelujah. So all of these things, keep talking about abundantly, and I mean, fowl flying in the air. Verse 22, and God blessed them. Uh-oh, let me go back. I need to do this for me. Y'all excuse me. Verse 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales of every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Yeah. And God blessed them. Oh, God. And God blessed them. Come on, y'all hold on to this, man. And God, what? I wonder what would happen to something that God bless. And God blessed them. Now, come on, the thing about it. First of all, he made it and then put something in it so it could do exactly what he wanted it to do. Then he turned around and blessed it. Y'all don't understand that. If God blessed something, Jesus, he created it, mm-hmm, put something in it so it would do exactly what he wanted it to do. Then he turned around and blessed it. Satan shouldn't have a chance. My God. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and the creeping thing, and the beasts of the earth after his kind, after his kind, after his kind, after his kind. He's making everything after its. Oh, my God. Are y'all following me? Mm-hmm. Verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after their kind and the cattle after their kind. Why they keep saying after their? He's trying to make sure that you understand what's about to happen. Everything he made, he said, now you produce after your kind. You now this is this kind, you produce that kind because, oh God.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, good, Bishop. Yep, yep.
Man. Everything is after its kind. Verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. You see it? And the creeping thing, and the beasts of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. How many times did you see kind? At least five times or more? Verse 26.
Amen.
And God said, oh, give me a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you really know who you are? You are not a human being. You are a super natural being. Hold on, I'm going to just take my time. I'm going to walk through this. No. You're not a human being. They want to reduce you down. Well, I'm just human. No. I am a super natural being. I'm not merely a human being. I am a supernatural. And being a supernatural being, I can walk in a place and basically take what I want. I'm going to show you what you can do. Let me show you what you can do. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. In other words, he's saying, now we made everything and we told it to produce after its kind. Now let us make something after our kind. I believe in Psalms 8, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Then it talks about, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower. In the original language, it says Elohim. For in other words, you've made him a little lower than God, than who you are. Now watch this. We're going to make man after our kind.
Yes, sir.
See, something I got to just discern. Pastor, that boy don't know who he is. But if he ever find out who he is,
yes, sir.
Give me a moment.
Yes, sir.
The end of 2020, I went down to the General RV to... I came to inquire about the price. With my trade-in, what am I going to be left with so I can apply my faith?
Yeah.
Right.
I went down there, and when I stepped on the property, prosperity angels and any other assistance that I needed was waiting to hear what I would say. Oh, Lord, hold on. Go to Matthew 18. Go. Let me give you this first. Let me back it up with scripture before I tell you so you understand what I'm trying to tell you. Matthew. Oh, I got it right here in my other thing. Matthew 18. This is what I've been dealing. It's certain things. I'm gonna come back to Genesis. Matthew 18. What does it say? It doesn't say whatsoever. Is that the first word? Huh? Hold on. Matthew 18, 18. What does it say? All right. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye loose on earth, come on, y'all. No, you can't be a lazy Christian now. No. It's certain things that God want to do. Now, okay. So all this junk going on, the pandemic, this, that, and the other, folk disrespecting God, folk questioning God, transgender. What does that mean? You male and female? Homosexuals, all this mess. And God is like, I want to show myself strong, but I can't do it unless somebody let me do it through them. The other motor coach, nothing wrong with it. Very nice. I started sensing that God wanted to show off.
My God. Yes, sir.
God said, man, these people are not respecting me. Somebody need to know I'm God. Now watch it now so I can help the pastors. God moved on me so I could create another road. Lord. Do you know when you got to take a detour? When the road is blocked, you got to take a detour. So in the spirit realm, God was opening up another lane for Mount Gilead in anybody connected. Are you following what I'm saying? It's always a way. So when they block the road, it's a detour. You just got to go another way, but you're going to get on your path.
Come on, son.
So I walked. I walked in the, my wife looked at me that morning. We were looking at videos the night before, and she saw in my eyes. She said, you're going out there today? I said, I'm going today. She said, but, I said, okay. We were just talking about a few things on the inside that we had to agree on. But she knew when she looked in my eyes and could see it was something up on me that I allowed to come out. See, that's supernatural. The supernatural. So when I got there, I walked on the grounds. And do you know, during this whole pandemic, prosperity angels have been running into each other? Because they don't have no assignments. Because most people trying to just survive. Am I going to die? Are you following what I'm saying? And so you got prosperity angels like, my God, man, give me an assignment. Give me something to do. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So all of heaven, all of heaven was waiting to see what I was going to do. Because heaven can't do anything until I walk in the authority that God has given me. I'm going to go back to some scripture, but I'm trying to give you this and I'm going to, oh God. So I went up in there and the man helped me. He was a supervisor. I was waiting on a certain salesman. He didn't want me to wait that long. I came to get the price. I just want to know what the price is so I know how to apply my faith. Here's a trade-in. How much am I going to have on the other side? We got to negotiate this now, but I just want to know where I am. I came down here to get the information, but he said something. He said, if we get the numbers right tonight, are you willing to make the transaction? Now, when he said that, I said to myself, he don't know who he talking to. Give me a moment now. The God kind. Started stirring in me. He was provoking me to go further than what I had intended. But I had the ability in me to go further. Are you following me? So I'm like, I said, what did he say? He don't know who he's talking to. But watch this now. I began to at that moment, I had in me the ability to pay for it. Watch it. Stay with me now. Not the physical money, but money follows the God kind. Y'all ain't getting it. Every resource, everything that I ever would need was it was just waiting for me to take authority so it could take authority. Every resource you ever would need is just waiting to see if you just start walking. You may look like a man, but act like a God. Hallelujah. So, man, see, the money was a sign to pay for the motor coach so that God can get the glory. The money couldn't come until I gave it an assignment. Lord, anybody read Apostle's book, Money with a Mission? It's something about money. When there is an assignment, don't worry about, I don't have all that right now. Oh no, you have it. You just, it's coming. Money cometh. Oh, y'all don't hear. Money cometh. Money cometh. And do you know something? Do you know everything produces after its own kind? Right. Do you know the first amount of money that come is attracting more of it? Right. It's like a gravitational pull, pulling more and more. And then God is extravagant. He won't give you just what you need to pay it all. It'll always be more than what you need. So we went down there in December. A week or so before Christmas and made that transaction. Do you know, let me see, January, February, March, April, January, February, March, April, then this Christmas, you know, Christmas time, ain't nobody, people trying to buy gifts, do this and that, they ain't trying to sell, well, except those that know how to sell, but you know, January, February, March, April, do you know all that money was in for a $500,000 coach? And then watch this. My anniversary at the church, first Sunday in May. So all the members, they're saying, oh man, we're going to pay for that coach. We heard Bishop talk about the coach. We're going to pay. They were all gearing and ready. I came in there and blew their whole plan. I said, you can't sell it because it's already paid for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, money began to come from everywhere. Why? Because I took authority. See, do you know God is, you remember Matthew 18? Do you know God is limited by what we do? Do you know God? Oh, let me go back to Genesis. Let me go back to Genesis. I tell you, we got to come up. I'm telling you, we're going to have to come up. We got to come up because I don't want God to look at that and say it's not good. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
You know, one of the ways the Lord was showing me when he was looking for Adam one day, he said, Adam, where art thou? Mm-hmm. He's looking for the Adam he made, the one he put dominion in.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, let me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you don't know how, where's my clock? Okay, you don't know how powerful you are. I said, you don't know how powerful you are. And a lot of times you are working on the elementary things and you get certain results, but that was just to get you warmed up. Now you got to graduate to something higher. Now let's go. You're in Genesis chapter 1. Okay, Lord. And God said, let us make man in our image. Uh-huh. Let's make him after our kind.
Yeah.
In our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Okay, all right. Everything that God made, now stay with me now. Everything that God made, he made it. And he said, now I need to make something superior to what I made. Because I need to make something that will qualify to oversee everything I made. And everything I made, I said it was good. So God knew, even from the beginning, that I'm going to make man, this one would be special.
Come on now.
I would not put him on a level. Lord, let me get man. I would not put him on a level where he has to just be equal to opposition. I'm going to raise him up and give him authority over everything I made. I will give him the ability to call those things that be not as though they were.
Jesus.
My God, man. Let me try. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every. In other words, God said, everything I made, now man, I'm gonna put you over. I'm gonna put you over everything that I made. And now let's go back here. Let's go back. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. No. Don't allow stuff to dominate you. You dominate it.
Yes, sir.
Things are supposed to bow to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Money is supposed to obey you.
Yes, sir.
Years ago, Apostle was saying, he still says, he says, easy to have plenty of money. When he first said it, I was like, but I know it now. Money, the money just keep on coming, man. Money, and it come from the most unlikely sources sometimes. People come up, just get you like, what the world? Why, God? The people just sowing. And money, I mean money. Just, and you get to a place, this is amazing. This is annoying. You know how if you chase three rabbits, you may not catch any of them? So you better focus on one. But God, I get you a place. I've been working on three projects, three of them at one time.
Come on.
Pay for all of it. And it was almost like, I said, Lord, if you just let me deal with this one first, I'm good to go. And then God was like, that's too easy. I'm trying to develop you on another level. You have more in you than what you know, and you won't know it until you do it. You know, some people, when you get to a certain point, they say, oh, you cocky. You just kind of like this and that. But when you begin to recognize what you are capable of doing, you don't believe it no more. You know it. No. You know it. And then people, oh, they cocky and arrogant. Okay, call me what you want. I'm going to keep right on producing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Now look at this dominion. And God created man in his own image, verse 27. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion and have dominion. So God put us over. Now let's go back to Matthew. Let's go back to Matthew 18. In a sense, God has invested. remember when Jesus, when it talks about Jesus being the firstborn among many brethren? Right. Who are the brethren? We are. Uh-huh. He's a son of God. But he's the firstborn among many brethren, right?
Yes,
and so you know, scripture talks about so are we the sons of God, right? We are the sons of God. Now we need this. Now, even with that knowledge, if I'm a son, it's certain privileges that I have. It's certain things that are just mine. It's mine. Oh, man. See, I think sometimes we're a little bit too nice and man, you can run this little mess trying to mess with us. We are much more powerful than these things. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. Now, God has invested everything he has in us in this earth. God says, I want to show myself strong, but I can't do it unless I can find somebody that know that they are not a human being. They are a supernatural being. Do you know during the pandemic, our ministry, we were able to put aside $1 million in reserve. $1 million. We go do a project, and then we got a project fund with about $300,000 in it. There's a financial ministry sitting right there. So, okay, here's we have it. That's for the project. And we never had to touch it. God said, okay, you're going to do this. The money followed the project. We were paying the whole church. At the same time, while we were working on the boulevard, we got these great big boulders, rocks going all the way down Mount Gilead Boulevard. Then we put a sign out there saying, upon this rock, I will build my church. Three football fields all the way down. It was a little over six figures. We were doing that while we were paying the church. That was close to six figures. So let's do the math. Put the two together during a pandemic. And we put $1 million away. It's like the horse. The apostle talked about the horse. Now, let me give me a moment here. See, the thing that has helped me so much, Apostle, he know how to train you. He'll push you, he'll shake you, and then he'll encourage you, tell you can do it. You know what I mean? And then after a while, when he know you got it, you know, he'll say you can go further.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Well, y'all good? Okay. So, the reason why I act the way I act, because that's my teacher.
Yeah.
You have to go from guessing and hoping. Well, I believe it can happen. I believe it. No, you got to get to a point where you doggone it know. This mess better get out my way. Because this is what we're going to do. I'm not going to settle for this. And you know, it's just that, that tenacity that Apostle has in that just that, you know, just, you just don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you know something, you don't see, I think a lot of time we trying to get to a place where we know who we are. When you know who you are, that's when the devil has to respect you. Yeah. Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. Oh, no, did you hear what I just said? When you know who you are, that's when the devil got to respect you. When you get up in the morning, that, my God, they...
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. God has invested everything in us. If we don't do nothing, he can't do nothing. God I say I want my glory to fill the entire earth. But if I can't find people who will let me do it, then I'm bound. Yeah. You know, God, he's basically limited himself. Okay, Lord. Okay, help me now. Be seated. He has limited himself. Everything, see, you hang around God. He'll delight yourself also in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Commit your way all unto also unto him and trust also in him and he'll bring it to pass. You hang around God enough, you start getting his thoughts. You start sensing when he want to get glory out your life.
Yes.
And then you got to be man and woman enough to say, bless God, I'm going for it.
Yes.
If you do something regular, they'll say you did it. That's why you have to do something beyond what is expected. You're going to have to do something greater the next time around so people know that God is who he say he is. You know. I just really sense what this whole thing that we've had to deal with, that God was like, I want to get glory right now. I want to do something. I'm way past needs. I'm not gonna give you something you need. I want to go beyond just a need. Will you let me show off? I just want to show off. I wanna make people have to scratch their head when they drive by and look up and see who's driving this type of vehicle and be like, oh my God, how? Man. Man, I tell you, I know better now than I knew last year. When you walk with God it's like whatever you bind on earth. Let me go back to the motor coach place. All of heaven was waiting to hear what I would say.
Yes, sir.
And when that man provoked me by saying, if I give you the right figures, are you ready to make a deal tonight? Man, something rose up in me. I said, you don't know who you're talking to. Because I don't have to have the money. I can command it. I can create it. I can make that money come here and pay that thing off. I bet you that money will be here before that thing is built. I bet you I had that money in my pocket before that thing is built. See, we get intimidated because we go, well, I can't do that because I don't have this yet. Who told you that you have to have the resources before you began? We just looked at the creation story. God didn't have nothing. He, my God, it was black darkness. He called it what he wanted it to be. So we let stuff dictate to us, and then we get intimidated. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that expensive. Oh, it was an add-on. Lord, I didn't know it was going to be that much. And God is sitting back like, go for it, go for it. But I can't do it until you do it. But as soon as you take authority in the earth, I'll back you. So we go around, we want to save God some money and we going to do this. And see, people have been real conservative during this period. They just like, man, I got to keep my money. I got to make sure. Dude, we got people in our ministry that paid off houses, paid it off.
Yeah.
Did you understand me? During the pandemic, paid it off. We got people sold a home, moving to a better home.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Yes, sir.
All kind of things. So we've had an explosion. Like Apostle said, the glory has fallen. We've had an explosion but God had to initiate something in me. God said, you got to move out because you got too many people following you.
Yeah.
Give them somewhere to go. So I just want to encourage the pastors as well. You got to get moving on something, and then you'll open the way for your people. They, you said they following you. Give them somewhere to go. Oh, man. So in closing, let me just say that God is waiting to hear what you say. The angels are waiting to hear. What are they going to do? And then when you take authority over a thing, everything you need is at your disposal. Waiting to support what you say. Oh, God. I'm telling you, man, you step out and say, this is what we're going to do. And then all heaven start organizing to support your decision. Did y'all hear what that? Are y'all getting this? So that means you can't be a lazy friend just sitting by. I'm praying. I've been praying. Lord, come by here. That's not even scripture. And just all this, you know, and you waiting on God. You waiting on God. Come on, y'all. You waiting on God. That's what most Christians do. They waiting on God. But then the Bible says in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I got 16 minutes. Well, amen. Am I all right? Okay. Let me show you something. The Lord, Holy Ghost brought it back. Look, come on. Go to Genesis. Go to Genesis. Hallelujah. Let me see. Let me make sure I can find this. Hallelujah. Let me make sure I can find this. Let me see. I know it's in here. Glory to God. Now I'm looking for the part. Somebody help me right quick. I'm not too proud to ask you. I'm looking for the part. You know when God brought these animals to Adam, and Genesis 1 or 2. It's in 1 or 2. 1 or 2. 2:19. Thank you so much. Who was that? Let me come in here. Man, I ain't playing. Hallelujah. And that won't $10 either. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, God made, I'm gonna show you how powerful you are. God made everything, right? He made everything. So when he was making it, he had a certain idea of what he was making, right? Okay, now let me show you this to show you how powerful you are. But then in verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Do you see that? And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Do you see? Do you see how much God invested in us? God said, now watch this. I made everything and I know what I had in mind when I was making it. But to show you that I put myself in Adam, I made Adam after our kind. He has our image and our likeness. And so he will know what this is. I made it, but he'll know what it is. I made it, but he will know what it is. He is not a human being. He is a supernatural being. Yes, sir. I don't have to tell him what it is. He'll know. Yeah. Why? Because I'm in him. He got my image. He got my likeness. I made it. And he can name it. Yeah. What I was thinking when I was making, I had a general idea. What this is what I want to do. But it's in him because I'm in him. He got my image. He got my, you not my God. Yeah. We living way beneath our privileges, man. We supposed to be ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we supposed to be ruling and reigning. He made you so you can have dominion. So when, and then the Bible said, and whatsoever he called it. Come on, y'all. Matthew 18, 18. Come on, y'all. Come on. Whatever Adam called it, that was the name. Uh-huh. And then over in Matthew 18, he said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God, I mean, all of heaven is standing at attention to wait and see what we will do. We got notes on top of notes, stuff highlighted. Sometimes I just put my pen down. I just start listening. I just listen. I watch apostles every move. I just watch them because I'm trying to catch something. Some things are taught and some things are caught. I'm trying to catch something. He's trying to give something to me. I'm going to get it. We don't realize. I'm gonna give you two, three. The house we're in that got paid off during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I wasn't here to tell you, so I need to tell you now.
Yeah,
during the pandemic in 2020.
Yeah, yes,
paid off a mansion.
Yes, sir.
Money began to fly. I ran out of deposit slips.
Yeah.
Was it 2020? Co-pastor, you gotta help me. During the pandemic, you know, I wasn't here, so I got to tell you now.
Yes, sir.
He paid it off during the pandemic. We ran out of deposit slips, man.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, man. Man, I'm telling you, you have all of heaven's resources at your disposal. Waiting to see if you're going to walk in your authority or be a mere human being like this world trying to reduce you down to and put you in that group with everybody else. But you ain't putting me in that group. Oh, no. I am a supernatural being. So in the neighborhood that we live in, you know, that people, when we first got there, we were the first people of color to be on the lake. 3,200 acre lake, and they was wondering if we could be there. Remember, now I want you to think about this. Remember when Jesus left the shore, and where the disciples, they were already on the boat. Jesus came behind them and caught up with them.
Right.
We moved on the lake years after other people had been there, but now we don't owe a dime, and they still owe. Can I say something to you? I'm going to try to get some people straight. It is not about what color you are. It is when you know who you are. So let me say this in closing. That's like a horse. When they know you don't know what you're doing, they'll do whatever they want to do. That's the same thing with the devil. When you finally know what's really going on, I'm telling you, I mean, stuff will obey you. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's so real. I could tell you so many things, but I'm just grateful for our teacher. I'm grateful for the fact I thought about, amen. If you just follow the instructions, you'll get there.
Yes.
And lastly, let me say this. We are a reflection of how good the teacher is.
Yes.